This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
She is talking about a special kind of warfare. Her website is stopos.info. And if you would like the booklet, to download the booklet that she is discussing, you can do that at Random Collection, all one word, randomcollection.info/OSEH-text. TECHS.PDF. And we are talking about some of the techniques and tactics that they use. Go ahead, Eleanor.
Okay, well, let's see, we talked about the detective and where were we?
Let me read an email.
Oh, you were mentioning through wall. Yes, that was the last thing we talked about. That is now available as a commercial product called Tactical Through-Wall Radar.
Really?
In other words, you can policemen can view you inside your home with radar now. And it's commercial. It's a more penetrating form of what you experience at the airport.
Okay.
But it's basically the same technology.
Okay, and that's on the list that we're talking about.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Wow.
And, in fact, the example I give there is on the website called Camero-Tech.com, C-A-M-E-R-O, not the car, but Camero-Tech.com. And at one point, I saw the price tag for one of their tactical units, and it was $30,000, which isn't too high. I mean, you're getting down to the affordable range there.
Sure. Is this a reason that perhaps back in when the 70s, the late 60s, that they outlawed lead paint because lead paint would prohibit people from doing this kind of thing?
Well, I've heard that before, but you know, I'm not so sure that in residential areas, either in apartment buildings indoors or residences outdoors, there's enough paint to prevent tactical through-wall radar from working. And the reason I say that is the frequencies used for the tactical radar are much lower than those at the airport. And when you get into lower frequencies, you get into higher penetration.
Okay. But this
It's only a personal guess, just having worked with radio signals as a ham radio operator. I don't think that the amount of lead paint is going to be significant enough to really thwart the radar. Now, metal siding would.
Okay, we're not going to a break. I'm not sure why the music's playing. Okay.
Was it a hint?
I don't know. No, I'm sure that what you're saying is very interesting, and we certainly don't want to go to a break unless we have to.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about invasion of privacy, and of course the public knows nothing about this, but you're saying that the police can go drive through a residence residential area. And with this tactical through-wall radar, they can just see what everybody's doing or hear what everybody's doing?
That is true. Now, in the CamaroTech.com example, the photo I used was a unit that is placed against the brick wall. However, there are other units which stand on their own tripods a few meters away from the wall, so it doesn't necessarily have to be right up against the wall. It's not terribly long distance, the unclassified version anyway, because at the low frequencies you cannot image directly. It's not like a TV where you can just scan an image. The lower frequency, higher penetration through-wall radar receives a series of complex echoes, more like sonar, and it has to calculate the layout and the people inside a building in order to present a token image, which isn't a real image. It's created from these complex echoes.
Okay. Would smart meters be a more effective way of doing that?
Well, smart meters really don't have anything to do with radar per se. They are their ultimate intent is to communicate with appliances on a digital channel, like a computer router kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But there's no imaging there.
Okay. All righty. Go ahead.
No, this is why I mentioned that there is some mythology around, and what I've tried to do in this book is to note where things are not relevant. It's important for informed people to know what is not relevant as well as what is. And the reason for that is, as this becomes a better known crime, we'll reach a point where the other side is going to try to shoot us down. And if the public has learned a lot of mythology, it will be very easy for the other side to silence dissent, because they will legitimately say that is mythology, it's not true. And a member of the public will have no way to defend it, because they picked it up and have repeated it without really knowing whether it's true or not. So that's what another purpose of this book is, to separate out the mythology from the technologies which really can do some of what we experience.
Okay, that's very important. That's a very important thing that you just said, because we do accept myths, and those myths become so ingrained in our thinking that if somebody refutes something that we strongly believe, then we'll fight it. But if it's proven to us, then, well, that's a different matter altogether. Let me just share an email. This is from Joe. He's got some questions. He says, I have read that this technology exists and is even patented. Is it possible that voices could be transmitted into someone's head? For instance, a person unaware of this technology, even mature and intelligent, could hear voices from God commanding him to shoot up a group of unrelated strangers and then commit suicide. It would explain some of these shooters who never had any previous problems. What are your
Absolutely.
Thoughts on that?
Absolutely. In fact, transmitting a voice to someone's skull directly without any implant or other device at the skull has been unclassified since 1973.
Wow.
It's been around that long, and yet you notice that you've probably never heard of it.
No. Usually,
and that is described in this booklet in enough detail so you can see how it works. It's very simple. Back in World War II, radar technicians found that when they walked in front of a radar antenna that was energized, they could hear a buzz. And each pulse from that radar produces one click in the hearing sense of somebody standing in line with a signal. So all you need for voice to skull is to have a voice wave form, you know, that wavy thing that represents your voice on an oscilloscope, have that waveform control when the pulses are sent. And for each peak, you send out one radar pulse, which generates one click in the hearing sense. And this is a primitive form of digital audio, actually.
Uh-huh.
And that's all there is to it. It's very simple, and In the book, there's a link to an article that that was photocopied from the American Psychologist, a journal about psychology, a professional journal, describing the original experiment that succeeded in 1973. And so this is old technology. It's been around for ages.
Sure. All righty. And again, that booklet, you can get that at randomcollection.info/OSEH-text. TECHS.PDF. We are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eleanor White, and her website is stopos.info. And I have a couple of comments from the chat room that I think would be worth sharing here. Chuck said that he heard a story like that back in the 70s where guys were working up in the rigging at a Navy yard, and they both went home sick and died a few hours later. They later found out that the radar had been turned on when these two gentlemen were up in the rigging, and it literally killed them.
Well, again, Deanne, I can believe that. However, the bio effects, I'm not an expert on those. I have to admit when I don't know something.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
But there is one more thing I'd like to mention about the voice-to-skull technology itself. In the same booklet, there's a screenshot of the official U.S. Army thesaurus, T-H-E-S-A-U-R-U-S. And prior to 2007, they actually had an entry in there for voice-to-skull devices. And that screenshot is included in the booklet. So, I mean, it shows that even the Army officially acknowledges that voice-to-skull is a real technology. And, of course, when a target mentions voice-to-skull to a policeman or a psychiatrist, they say, oh, you're delusional. There is no such thing.
Sure.
And yet there it is published by the U.S. Army.
Well, there's a lot of things that the government publishes, and then when you talk about it, even, for instance, weather modification and whatnot, and, you know, it's in the congressional record, and they've had legislation about it. But when you talk to people about it, they think you're nuts.
Oh, yes. That's common among many, many different issues. Now, there is one more aspect of voice-to-skull that's very, very important to mention, and that is that when you combine it with subliminal sound and aim it at someone's bedroom, you can do this for years and use hypnotic suggestion to literally mess up their mind and their thinking to an extreme extent. And because it's silent, they won't have any idea why their life has fallen to pieces.
Wow. Well, subliminal, years ago, I was talking with someone about this, and she actually sold CDs that were subliminal learning techniques, and all you would hear would be some nice music. But within that music, there would be messages. And if you played this, during your sleep period, that it would have some effect on you. And, of course, we know that that Hollywood uses subliminal messages in movie theater, perhaps it might say, go get some popcorn and some soda or something like that. And so we know that is, you know, it is a tactic that people use, advertisers use, in order to get us to purchase something.
Exactly. And because this can be done from hiding from the next-door neighbor's home, for example, the target will have no idea what's going on.
Wow. So how do we protect ourselves against this stuff?
Well, now, when you talk about conventional radio signals, aluminum siding will pretty well stop the signal. It can still go through a window, but if you were to shield your window, then you could pretty well reduce conventional radio signals to where you certainly wouldn't experience as much. No shielding is perfect. But where the problem comes in is that, and we've had many thousands of people have networked by the Internet in the years since this began, and there are plenty of cases where good quality shielding doesn't stop anything at all. And that is one of the reasons why we say that it appears that classified technology is in use, and we don't have a means for shielding against it.
Well, that sounds pretty awful.
Well, it is when you're on the receiving end.
Sure.
Of course, I have to say that being a Christian helps a lot. I mean, that's the only reason that I'm surviving so well.
Okay. Let me read another comment from the chat room.
Sure.
And this is from Lark. And he said, these zombified techno geeks are dead set on turning us all into psycho, physically damaged mind-controlled slaves, right? And most of these folks are compartmentalized, centrally controlled government, civilian, and or military contractors, right? So what chance does the individual have against such an assault when the entire society so loves its toys that it has tactically accepted privacy invasions and encroachments on private property and civil liberties of every conceivable kind and stripe already? Aren't we, as a corporatized people, little more than brain-dead criminals and slaves now?
Well, that may be. However, in my experience talking with the general public, very, very, very few people have ever heard of organized stalking and electronic harassment. And my theory is that if a substantial portion, say 25% of the general public, knew what was going on in this crime, it couldn't continue. It just couldn't continue because officials would be under too much pressure to stop it.
Right. Well, in your booklet, you talk about all the patents that are already viable. There's how many patents is there?
Well, I only include about a dozen. Now, one of the things you'll find is some websites about organized stalking will include 100 patents. But if you actually read through them and you have a technology background, you'll find that 9 out of 10 of them aren't truly relevant.
Okay.
That's one thing. So in my book, I include about a dozen of the ones that are most relevant. But there's a second feature of a patent that it's very important to be honest about acknowledging, that most patents do not require a demonstration.
Okay, so they don't have to prove that something works or is effective.
No, you don't have to. Now, the patent office reserves the right to ask for a demo. But we've had among our members people who have patents, and they say they didn't have to demonstrate any of them. The official line on the patent office website varies from time to time, but basically it amounts to, if they see that this idea, if brought to fruition, had some benefit for society, they will issue a patent without a demo.
Okay.
It's their option to demand a demo. So a number of those patents have not been demonstrated at all. And probably the most significant one that you'll hear about when people talk about this crime is the Malik patent for detecting your brainwave activity by radio. That has not been demonstrated. It has been demonstrated with pickups touching or very close to the skull, but not at next-door-neighbor distances. And next-door-neighbor distance is the criterion for us for being relevant. So the fact that a subject, say, in an fMRI machine can have their intentions read by the activity that shows up on the screen, that's not relevant because we don't walk around we're not wheeled around in an fMRI machine. We walk around.
Sure. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will take your phone calls with questions or comments at 800-313-9443. Sorry.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eleanor White. Her website is stopos.info. And we do have some callers lining up. Would you like to finish your thoughts that you were talking before we went to the break, before we take a call?
Well, I think I pretty well got my last thought out because
okay.
I don't know what it was.
All righty. Why don't we take Dan in Oregon? Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for accepting the call. I find this discussion very interesting. However, I disagree with your guest that when she said about dealing with mythology, very often the technology exists. And it's classified. We don't know. We suspect, but we don't know on hand. And it could exist. And this is my next leap, is that I think perhaps you might shortchange the smart meter in the sense of potential aspect of being harassed, if you will, by whoever type of thing. And then your concept dealing with, dealing with does it affect your next door neighbor? You used the example of using x-ray in regards going through a building and seeing people there. It didn't affect the next door neighbor. You know, that's why I'm thinking that perhaps the smart meter has a lot more dangerous element than a lot of people think, and that we're not aware of it. And it's there. Perhaps we know it's there, but we can't prove it. And then I'm going to want to conclude with a quick joke, and I think it probably sums up the whole thing. And it's a psychiatrist joke. When a psychiatrist said to his patient, he says, "I understand you're paranoid." And the patient turned around and looked at the doctor. He says, "That may be true, but it does not prevent them from getting me." That's it. I'll hang up.
All righty. Dan, thank you. All right. Would you like to address what he said?
Sure. Yes, Dan is absolutely right. As I've mentioned quite a few times here, that we are personally certain, but we can't prove it in a court of law, that very advanced technology, which is classified, is in use on us. And so let me clarify. When I say mythology, I'm talking about the advertised, unclassified purpose of a piece of equipment. For example, the HARP facility may have additional technology running at the site which can do a whole lot more than an ordinary shortwave signal can do. And so I'd agree, yeah, absolutely. But my speaking and writing is generally about the advertised capability that can be looked up in unclassified material. Now, in terms of the smart meters, that's the same kind of thing. A smart meter is advertised to be able to talk to your appliances and turn them on and off, and as well as monitoring your use and so on. That's all I'm saying is that's its advertised purpose. And the signals to do that would be ordinary digital signals as come in and out of a router. Whether the meters have additional features that are classified and can do other things, I don't deny that's possible, not at all.
Okay. And the fact that they want everybody in America to have one on their home. And what about when they wanted everybody to have a high-definition television? Is that some sort of a monitoring system that you could put in the categories of the things that you're talking about where they would be watching our activities?
Well, that's an interesting point. That's another piece of mythology. Many people believe that a TV screen can watch them. Well, a TV screen is a light-emitting device one way, and it has no lens. Without a lens, you can't get an image anyway, and it's already emitting light, so it can't be both emitting and sensitive to light at the same time. So on two counts, a screen cannot watch you. Now, that doesn't mean that equipment can't be fitted with very small cameras. So it's quite possible that all of the new equipment has surveillance cameras mounted inside it, but it's not the light-emitting screen that's doing the job. It's something else.
Okay. Well, for instance, like a computer monitor that has a camera in it, I mean, it's just a tiny, tiny little light that that is imperceptible unless you know that it's there. And it certainly picks up images if you're right in front of it. So that would be kind of restricted, though, if that were put into a television monitor. I mean, it would only be able to pick up certain images within a range.
That's true. But, again, you know, a lot of my approach is based on the fact that, unfortunately, targets will pick up. Targets are very desperate people. They're harassed and beaten within an inch of their life all the time, and they don't get any help at all from officials. And that makes you kind of desperate. And so they can easily pick up a piece of mythology, like my TV is watching me, and take it to the police and to their doctors and get in big trouble that way because any person with a technology background knows that a light-emitting screen can't watch you. There's no lens there, for one thing, and the other thing is it's emitting light, not picking it up.
Okay.
So that's why I talk and write as I do. I'm trying to separate very clearly what is fact from what is speculation.
Okay. Now, I don't remember who introduced that concept, or if it was one person, or just a myth that was just making the rounds. Yeah. But a lot of people do believe that, or can conceive of it. And as you say, if they took that to an educated person, they would look like some kind of a nut.
That's unfortunately true, and that's a lot of my work. Is not so much with the public, but it's in coaching other targets to learn to separate proven fact from opinion or theory. That's the most important thing you can do when you're doing activism. You have to be totally honest with your listener or reader. If you start to hedge on things, they'll reject what you have to say right away, and justifiably so.
Sure. Well, you have a lot of images in this booklet. It's 37 pages, but you have a lot of images. One of the images that kind of fascinated me, let me just scroll down here, is the military. Let's see, it's on page 19. The military microwave area denial system. What is that? What is the ADS?
Well, the ADS is that thing called a skin heater, and that's exactly what it is. It is just a high-power microwave transmitter that's used to heat the skin of people in an area to make them run away.
Wow. Now, they use this in Iraq and Afghanistan against the population there, right?
Well, now, I've heard they did, but I can tell you something else. There have been cases where Iraqi soldiers were found incinerated inside their uniforms, and the uniforms weren't touched. And that indicates a much more powerful infrared or microwave signal than the one the ADS puts out. So
wow.
There's obviously some secret technology involved there as well. But you notice that I don't classify the ADS as it is configured and advertised as a relevant weapon, and the reason is it doesn't work through walls. It uses a frequency of 95 gigahertz, which is so high that it is almost totally absorbed by ordinary wall material. The other thing, too, is it can't focus on a single person. It's an area denial system. It's not focused that tightly. You can tell by the reflector there, which is a large, flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
So for those reasons, even though it's spoken of a lot as an electronic weapon, it's not specifically applicable to organized stalking, which is my special area of interest.
The fact that the government has some sort of weapon that could incinerate a body and not affect the clothing is just amazing. What would you attribute that to? How would that work? I mean, that
a microwave beam would do that, but microwave wouldn't bother the cloth because the cloth isn't conductive. It would incinerate the body without touching the cloth.
Okay, and by being conductive, that means that we have electrical pulses in our body that would be recipient of the waves that are coming at us.
Well, when a radio wave encounters an object. If the object is an insulator, nothing happens. If the object is a conductor, electrons, free electrons in the object start to slosh back and forth, and they keep time with the frequency of the incoming signal. And when those electrons move back and forth, they generate a lot of heat if the power is high.
Wow, okay. Fascinating. Alrighty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eleanor White, and she is talking about a special kind of warfare. Her website is stopos.info, and we were talking about microwaves, and we were specifically about the ADS, which is very broad. You can't target a single individual, but with microwaves, they, for instance, if we put something, well, I don't put anything in a microwave, but if I were to put something in a microwave, the microwave would only affect something that has certain elements, water and fat, and it doesn't affect the paper plate or the glass dish that you put in the microwave, correct?
Right.
And so that works in the same way as... Oh, goodness. Go ahead.
Before the show closes, I'd like to mention something that points to something very interesting. And that is on page 13. It's subvocal thought reading. And what this technology does is when you say something silently to yourself, as a lot of our thinking is, this technology can pick it up and extract the words. Now, at the current level of unclassified technology, it only works with electrodes on your throat.
Okay.
But because those nerve impulses are there, this opens up the possibility that maybe the classified technology can actually read your silently said to yourself words at a distance.
Okay.
It hasn't been demonstrated, and all that page 13 does is point toward the possibility that at least some sort of thoughts can be read.
Well, that's interesting. When I was taking speed reading in college, one of the things that we had to learn, and it was very difficult to learn because many times when you learn to read, you say the word in your, you know, you think the word and you actually engage your vocal cords. You don't actually vocalize the word, but when you think it or say it to yourself, your throat picks it up, as you indicate on this page. And so we had to learn to not think of what we were reading, but just simply read it without thinking it and not, you know what I mean? it's hard to explain, but, a lot of people, when they read, they repeat the word in their mind, which isn't a good thing to do. Is that relevant here?
Muscles.
Yes, muscles.
The electrical activity is much stronger than just thinking about it.
Okay.
And that's why this technology works.
Wow. So what can we do to protect ourselves against this? Other than knowing about these things, is there anything that we can do to actually help us to prevent ourselves from being victims to this? Well, I guess if there were such a thing, you would have done this a long time ago, but you are a victim, have been a victim, and how have you countered this?
Well, my theory after many years is it's very simple to end this, and that is to talk about it. If this were ever to become a topic of ordinary conversation, I predict that a lot of the perpetrators would simply be put out of business. Because they depend on secrecy. They depend on the public believing that this is just imagination and mental illness.
Okay. So if the television news services would talk about this, well, it would be ended the next day.
I believe that, but that's only my personal belief. I can't prove that.
Now, what companies are involved in this kind of technology? Are they the same companies that pay advertising on television, like General Electric and some of those companies?
I don't know, because no corporate body that I know of has admitted to doing any of this.
I guess what one would have to do would be to evaluate different corporations and see what their objectives are and if they have the ability. But how would you go about doing that kind of investigation?
Well, it would take somebody with investigative horsepower, and that is not a target who is kept near broke because they destroy our careers. That's one of the things they do. They will generate harassment on the job to drive you out of a job, and then they'll go around ahead of you when you apply for other work and tell lies.
Okay.
The telling lie part, by the way, that website stopos.info, the stalking half of this equation is described in great detail on that particular website.
Okay. And they want to, of course, silence you and so that you're not going to be able to talk about these kinds of things.
That's right.
Now, you do have a picture of HARP in your book. It's on page 9. High frequency active or auroral research program, and that is in Alaska. Do you think that has anything to do with what is happening or what has happened in the Philippines?
My best guess from all I've read and heard is it can move jet streams by heating areas of the ionosphere. When you heat an area of the ionosphere, it expands and becomes less dense. So you have a low-pressure area underneath the hot spot, and that is probably enough to move the jet stream one way or the other. That's about all I can say is fact for HARP. It has the potential for doing that. In terms of doing more, I don't personally, I haven't looked into it really because I'm too busy trying to coach my colleagues.
Okay. Now, what you're talking about here, would you call it directed energy? Because it obviously, the target or the objective would be to direct energy at a particular target in order to harm that target, right?
Yeah, well, directed energy is a name that is used. It's good. However, if you're talking about organized stalking, you have to remember that just because a weapon system uses directed energy does not mean it's relevant to our experiences.
Okay. We just got a couple more phone calls here. Let's take Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, welcome, quickly.
Okay, thank you so much, Diana, and excellent guests, very well informed guests, and I would recommend most of the listeners should have an elementary application of electronics. I understand what she's talking about, but I got a question for the guests. Now, years and years ago, I took my ham radio's license, and 75% of the questions had to deal with electronics and, you know, making rigs and building rigs. And I understand a ham radio operator's license today to get a technician's license only requires that you know about 25% of elementary application of electronics, and 75% of it has to do with compliance of FCC regulations. So they want to dumb us down. They don't want to have the, you know, ham radio operators to do the experimental applications and electronics that we used to do years ago. I'd like to get your guest opinion on that.
Well, yes, for sure, a ham license doesn't require a thorough electrical engineering degree to get it. It does authorize you to experiment, and then it sets out limits. When you are experimenting, you have to comply to these limits and the signal quality specifications and so on. Now, as to the intentional dumbing down, that would be speculation on my part. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Frank, for your phone call. All righty. We have just a few seconds left here. What else would you like to talk about out of your book or out of the first book?
Well, I'd like to mention that StopOS.info is a booklet written for the public which covers both phases of this crime, the organized stalking phase and the electronic harassment phase. And I would urge anyone who's interested to have a look at that booklet as well. The one we've been talking about is strictly technology.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Eleanor, for being on the program today. I really appreciate your knowledge and your willingness to share it with others. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Deanna. Godspeed.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.